This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 406, down 2.5. May corn, 414.5, down 2. July corn, 421, down 1.5. January soybeans, 1023.5, down 16. March soybeans, 1031.25, down 14.75. And May soybeans, 1036.5, down 14.5. March wheat, 623.25, up 4.25. May wheat, 626.25, up 5. July wheat, 626, up 5.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mostly lower on Tuesday afternoon. Soybean values were cut due to an easing of demand showing up in a lower crush report. Corn, without any positive demand news, saw lower levels, and technical buying at the Board of Trade strengthened wheat. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 3 cents at 365 to 386. Soybean bids 16 to 17 lower at 981 to 1012. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents lower at 368 to 391. Soybean bids down 16 to 17 cents at 998 up to 1035. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 3 cents lower at 368 to 393. Soybean bids down 16 to 17 cents at 1004 to 1038. And the wheat bids were up 4 to 5 cents at 534 to 604. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids down 16 cents at 1024 to 1034. Basis steady, range from option to 10 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 381.60 to 411.60. That's down 880 to 1880 per ton, with basis steady to $10 per ton lower, ranging from 25 to 55 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 3 cents lower at 397 to 406. Basis steady, range from 9 under to option the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 1 to 5 lower at 381 to 386, with basis mixed range from 25 to 20 under the March. Soybeans down 17 to 21 cents at 1029 to 1037, with basis 1 to 5 cents lower at 5 to 13 over the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids steady to 3 cents higher at 404 to 406. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 15 to 17 cents, with quotations at 1064 to 1065. Soft red winter wheat up 5 to 10 cents at 623 to 644, while Milo ended 3 cents lower at 461 to 466. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 385 up to 401. New crop soybean bids at 939 to 968. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 385 up to 401. New crop soybean bids 957 to 977. And in the southern part of the state on Tuesday, new crop corn bids range from 363 to 401. New crop soybean bids at 938 to 972. And wheat bids for June, July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 574 up to 596. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 158.97, down $3. February live cattle, 158.75, down $3. April live cattle, 158.10, down $3. January feeder cattle, 219.60, down $3. March feeder cattle, 215.25, down $3. April feeder cattle, 215.10, down $3. February lean hogs, 81.67, down $1.60. April lean hogs, 83.42, down $1.14. May lean hogs, 87.20, down $1.50. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 16th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 47 cents lower in the range of 72 to 83, with the weighted average carcass price of $79.57. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $1 to $3 lower, with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 40 to 50, 4 to 5 weights 44 to 54, 5 to 6 weights 48 to 58, and 600 pounds and up 50 to 60. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $50 to $56. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 11,625 head. And now for the report from the Arthur Sheep and Goat Auction. They had receipts of 101 head, starting with the slaughter lambs. Wool, choice 2s and 3s, 50 weights, were 252 to 282. Slaughter ewes, goods, 2s and 3s, 170 to 195, were $72 to 80. And 200 pounds and up were 65 to 66. Slaughter kids, 47-pound average weight was $99 to $100. And feeder kids, 25-pound average were $39 to 40, with 30-pound average $41 to 47. Now for the opening report from the Shelbyville auction, they had receipts of 390 head. Steers and heifers were $4 to $4.50 lower, and Holstein steers were $4 lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they are $158 to $163, select and choice $150 to $155.50, choice slaughter Holstein steers $150 to $153, choice slaughter heifers $159 to $162, and select and choice were $155. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 244 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $89.86, which was $3.60 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $242.88, that was $2.64 lower, with select carcasses at $234.25, that was 42 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000, that compared to 113,000 last week and 122,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 430,000, that compared to 429,000 last week and 435,000 a year ago. Now we have a report from the Arthur Sale Barn for their weekly hay report. They had 781 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares. They were 450 to 510, large squares 70 to 90. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality large squares were 75 to 82. Alfalfa mixed grass good quality large squares 34 to 51. Orchard grass, good quality small squares, $4. Large squares were $60. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, $2 to $3. And wheat straw, good quality small squares, $2.25 to $2.50. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
To give an overview of this week's grain markets, here's market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Well, it's a very unusually active for this time of year. This is typically a time of year when the grain and oilseed markets are very quiet, and if anything, leaking lower into the Christmas break when they start to firm once again into the new year, the turn of the calendar. This is the time of year when traders tend to square their positions ahead of the end of the year so they can show profits on the year-end statements. It's a time of the year when they tend to look ahead to the big crop coming in the southern hemisphere, unless there's weather problems, and in that case, then they'd be rallying prices. But it tends to be very predictable and quiet, so to speak. But instead, this year it's been quite volatile, big swings in prices. We're starting to see soybean prices show weakness once again, but they've held above support, not really showing any inclination toward breaking that support yet at this point anyway, with the big crop coming, because demand remains very strong. When you look at the corn market, corn continues to show some firmness overall, trending higher, fund money coming in to sustain that rally, even though we have a big crop coming in the southern hemisphere, even though we're looking at large ending stocks here in the United States, trying to find headlines that will support their cause. And of course, they've been giving a headline now with reports that China has approved Viptera corn, so that theoretically we could see imports of corn into China once again as the door looks to be opening up once again. So traders love corn. Soybeans is hanging on and following corn at this point, is not yet trading South American fundamentals, and a lot of choppiness along the way.
That is a lot of surprising activity for this time of year, especially since the most recent USDA report was not very surprising as far as corn and soybeans were concerned.
And actually, that USDA report that we received this month really confirmed the big supplies that we have for both corn and soybeans. And in fact, some would have said it was a friendly report for soybeans, but then we had a sharp sell-off because the trade focused on the big crop coming. We have started seeing some weakening of basis values in South, particularly with prices in South America weakening as we approach the harvest level. And so we're slowly seeing cracks in the armor for the bullish case for soybeans, but yet it's corn that tends to be holding us up. Perhaps the most interesting story of the month is in wheat, where we've seen quite a roller coaster in prices. Right after Thanksgiving, rumors that Russia might restrict exports caused prices to rally to 50 to 60 cents. Those headlines kind of dried up as Russia seemed to be backing away from that stance, and so wheat prices collapsed. Then we started seeing inflationary problems really heat up in Russia, as its ruble, its currency, dropped to the lowest level ever against the dollar. And so the headline started up again, maybe Russia would restrict exports because food inflation is a real problem in Russia. And then overnight we saw that Russia tried to intervene by jumping its interest rates from 10.5% up to 17%. That strengthened the ruble for a few hours, but then confidence was lost again, and the ruble dropped to an all-time record low of 70 per dollar. Inflation, a huge problem again, and now Russia is taking steps once again, it appears, to limit exports, with a trade source saying that loading of vessels has come to a stop at Russian ports as red tape from port authorities has increased dramatically, slowing down the export front.
And like we have discussed earlier, wheat particularly seems very bound to political strifes and ups and downs in the political and news sectors.
Absolutely. Wheat trades headlines about as much as any commodity that I know. A good example of that is in July of 2010, we saw Chicago wheat futures nearly double in 5 weeks' time because of headlines about drought in Russia, and Russia may restrict their exports, even though our surplus in the United States is so big that we could fill all of Russia's export orders and still have surplus supplies here. But because of the headlines, we saw this surge in U.S. wheat prices, and so we always need to respect the power of the headline when it comes to the wheat market. We'd anticipate we'll see the strength continue as long as the headlines do, but as soon as the headlines dry up, we'll probably see that price collapse rapidly.
Very, very volatile indeed. And what do you hope to expect, or what do you expect to see as we approach the holiday week?
Well, when you approach the holiday week, trade volume dries up dramatically because a lot of traders want to just close out the year and take extended time off with their family. And so they're not present. Volume is thin. So if the remaining traders happen to line up on the same side, be it bullish or bearish, you can have dramatic moves in the market. So I would expect some pretty erratic trade as this trade tries to decide, is it going to focus on some of these demand factors, or is it going to focus on the supply factors of the big harvest in South America, and probably some big swings back and forth.
So we're already seeing some erratic movements, and we can expect to see even more erratic movements coming up here.
Very much so. So it's fasten your seatbelt, keep your hands and your feet inside the car, and hang on.
Suderman also gave us an overview of this week's livestock markets.
Well, as we look at the livestock sector, probably the big story is the feeder cattle market, which is posting yet another day of the $3 daily limit lower. Some traders who are holding long or bought positions are trapped in their positions, unable to get out because we just keep trading the limit lower, just collapsing this market. The charts suggest that we could go all the way down to the 204 area before we start to find some firm footing. The cash market is rapidly dropping as well as corn prices firm and the fat cattle market breaks. Fat cattle also down to $3 daily limit today in many of the contracts. So the collapse in the beef market is really the story right now.
And why are we seeing this collapse?
Basically, it's because we're seeing a break in demand. Exports have dropped off significantly as the strong dollar has made our beef more expensive on the world market. The consumer here in the United States is looking to cheaper pork supplies, so we're seeing a domestic shift toward cheaper pork and poultry supplies. So we're seeing demand pull back at a time when the packers done an excellent job of managing supply, getting it pre-contracted ahead of time so they don't have to fight over supplies in a negotiated market. That's allowed the cash market to break. And then the chart signals have turned negative, and so the funds are piling on the futures market. And as the futures market breaks, that gives the packers that much more leverage in the cash market for lower prices as well.
So we're finally seeing the point where the consumer isn't willing to pay as much for their beef?
Well, that seems to be the case. And as your question hints at, throughout much of the year, we thought we'd see that demand pull back, but the consumer simply did not want to give up on ground beef. Ground beef seemed to sustain its strength and even grow in demand, and pulled back from steaks perhaps, but wanted the ground beef. But at this point, it appears that we are seeing some shift in demand toward the cheaper cuts of meat.
And how are the hogs looking as we're approaching Christmas?
Well, that would seem to be friendly for the hogs as we see a shift from beef over to pork, and certainly are seeing an increase in demand for pork, both on the domestic and on the export front. But the supply is increasing as well. The market had built expectations into prices that we would see a hole in supplies from late September on because of losses due to PED virus earlier in the year. But that hasn't happened, and instead we've seen a 10.5% increase in the number of hogs going to slaughter during that period of time. And so as a result, the supply has increased faster than what the demand has. And so cash market has continued to leak lower. The product market has had periodic bounces, but overall has been trending lower. So it continues to look bearish for the pork market until we can either see a problem with the supply side with PED virus rearing its head again, or we see a bigger surge in demand beyond what the supply currently is.
And while there are still a couple cases of PEDV trickling in, the hog industry seems very optimistic that we're not seeing large outbreaks yet, and if we can make it through the winter without large outbreaks, they may be able to eradicate it in the warmer months.
Yeah, definitely. The disease is devastating to the operations that do fall victim to it. But as the industry as a whole has been able to use the tools available to it to manage the disease much better this year, and so therefore we are not seeing the broad scope of outbreaks this year that we saw last year. So that's certainly encouraging. Now we look ahead to next week's USDA quarterly hogs and pigs report on Tuesday of next week to see what USDA has to say about the numbers and whether that confirms that we're managing the PED virus effectively, and what it also says about expansion of the hog herd.
Are we expecting to see an expansion of the hog herd after these couple years of dealing with the PED virus?
Yeah, September quarterly hogs and pigs report showed intentions to expand, and I anticipate that the December report will show that we are expanding with further interest in expanding. Cheap corn prices, relatively speaking, We're not at $6 corn. We're at $4.350 to $4 corn, depending on the market. Also encourages expansion as well. So I would anticipate that the hog industry is poised to and following through on its desire to grab that share of market away from the beef industry.
And they are doing it at an excellent time with the lowest cattle herd numbers that we've seen in the U.S.
Yeah, exactly right. They hoped to be doing this about a year and a half ago, but then the PD virus reared its head and made it difficult to do so. They were just trying to hang on to what they had, which was very difficult to do. Now that they seem to be getting a handle on the disease, they can focus again on expanding.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.